Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. Child and elder care benefits becoming more popular and are seen as an important retention tool. An increasing number of employers are upping their investments in employees' child care and elder care benefits, driven by a persistently tight labor market that gives workers more power and in response to the immense challenges of caregiving. According to the 2024 Future of Benefits report from Care.com, 56% of American companies indicate they are prioritizing care benefits in 2024, according to the survey of C-suite and HR leaders. Child care outranked mental health support, health and fitness discounts, commuter benefits, and a range of other employee perks, and it was the number one priority after basic benefits like health insurance and paid time off. Additionally, 50% of company leaders said they're prioritizing senior care benefits, and 25% said the same for pet care. Several factors are pushing companies to step up and provide new care benefits. Throughout the pandemic, daycares and nursing homes shuttered in huge numbers, raising the demand for care at home. Plus, pandemic-era federal child care funding, which was supporting more than 80% of licensed providers, expired in October of 2023. Enhancing child and elder care benefits are one of the ways employers are responding in an attempt to meet employee needs. Without these benefits, some employees are forced to seek alternative employment arrangements. In fact, the Care.com report found that 1 in 5 employees have left their job because their employer didn't provide family care benefits, and a lack of child care benefits topped the reasons why they sought another job. And 21%, spanning all generational groups in the study, said that they'd switched jobs to obtain senior care benefits. While child care is a higher priority for millennials and Gen X employees, and senior care is more important for older Gen X and boomers, the lines are increasingly blending. 23% of the U.S. population is or will be so-called sandwiched. That means caring for both the young and the elderly. This is reflected in the survey data, which shows that the percentage of those caring for the elderly is nearly uniform across all four generations. And since employers need workers from all generations to thrive, it is not surprising that they agree on the importance of these care benefits. In 2024, 56% are prioritizing child care benefits, and that's up by 10% over 2023, and 50% are prioritizing senior care benefits, and that's up by 7% over 2023. Without support and access to suitable child care and elder care, parents and caregivers are, at best, less productive, or worse, unable to work at all. And as more employers ask workers to return to offices and to work sites, as 89% of employers in this study reported that they are, the majority are providing benefits that will make this reversion to on-site working more enticing. Given the link between caregiving and a parent or caregiver's ability to work, it is unsurprising that care is among the most important benefits for employees. As return to offices upends many workers' pandemic-era care arrangements and causes them to incur additional expenses, it makes sense that child care and elder care benefits are the ones employees say are the most critical to their successful return. We will continue to monitor and report on the important issues around employee caregiving here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.